This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Opposition parties demand the commencement of the regular winter session of the federal parliament at the earliest. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli pledges to table recently issued ordinances in the parliamentary session to be held in the next 15 days for endorsement. Cyber Bureau of Nepal Police cautions not to answer calls and responds to emails from unknowns. And Israel's cabinet approves Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. Now, the news in detail. Opposition political parties have demanded the commencement of the regular winter session of the federal parliament at the earliest. The CPN Maoist Centre, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, the CPN Unified Socialist, the Rashtriya Janamorcha, the Aam Janata Party and the Nepal Socialist Party held a joint meeting yesterday calling for the convening of the winter session of the parliament at the earliest. Meanwhile, the chief whips of the four major political parties have reached an agreement to adopt a unified approach to advance the bills under consideration in the federal parliament. Nepali Congress chief whip Shyam Kumar Ghimire stated that the meeting held at the UML parliamentary office in Singhadarbar focused on advancing the pending bills and ensuring their swift passes. The leaders also discussed the need to expedite the approval of bills stalled in the parliamentary committees by forming a unified position between the ruling and opposition parties. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli reaffirmed that the recently issued ordinances are intended to benefit the public and accelerate development. Speaking at the Silver Jubilee program of the Independent Power Producers Association of Nepal, the Prime Minister claimed that the ordinances would be presented in the upcoming parliamentary session to be held in the next 15 days for the endorsement. Furthermore, the Prime Minister emphasized the importance of boosting renewable energy production and reducing reliance on fossil fuels to ensure national prosperity. He assured that there is no need to worry about the sale of energy as producers will independently find markets for their output. Additionally, the Prime Minister announced that the government has devised a roadmap to generate 28,500 megawatts of electricity over the next 11 years. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has emphasized the importance of the National Identity Card for good governance, efficient service delivery and crime control. During a meeting of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the Parliament, the Home Minister highlighted its role in fulfilling national and international commitments related to money laundering. Home Minister Lekhak assured parliamentarians that the government is committed to protecting citizens' data and preventing its misuse. The Nepali embassy in Bangkok has urged Nepalese to avoid travelling to the countries in the East Asia for employment, including Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar and Thailand, falling into the temptation of lucrative jobs. Issuing a notice, the embassy made this request, citing Nepali nationals who have been suffering in the name of attractive employment in these countries. The embassy requested all Nepalese to adhere to legal guidelines and seek foreign employment only with a valid labor permit. The Cyber Bureau of the Nepal Police has cautioned all not to answer calls and respond emails from unknown numbers or people. Spokesperson of the Bureau, Superintendent of Police Deepak Raj Awasthi, urged all not to answer such calls and not to believe such emails and respond to them. SP Awasthi drew serious attention towards the complaints received at Nepal Police Headquarters Cyber Bureau about the warning emails sent to various individuals using the name and post of high-ranking officials of the Nepal Police and Cyber Bureau and other office related to Nepal Police. Similarly, the Cyber Bureau requested all to inform the Bureau by making calls at the phone numbers mentioned at the authorized website of the Bureau, cyberbureau.nepalpolice.gov.np, or inform nearby police stations. The Public Health Office Kathmandu has instructed all concerned not to sell and distribute any products that substitutes breast milk. The office called for a halt in such activities in various products as various products to replace breast milk being sold and distributed in the market. Public health officer of the office, Anita Khanal, said such a directive was issued to stop the sale and distribution of such products after different diets and foods to replace breast milk were found sold and supplied in the market. The office requested all to abide by the Mother's Milk Substitutes Control and Sale and Distribution Act 2049 and Regulations 2051, as well as to promote the health rights of mothers and babies. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung has reiterated that Public Service Broadcasting Nepal will be made autonomous. Speaking at the Public Service Broadcasting Policy in Nepal Dialogue, organized by Tribhuvan University's Central Department of Journalism and Mass Communication, the Communication Minister emphasized that Public Service Broadcasting Nepal should remain free from political influence. He clarified that efforts are being made to transform Radio Nepal and Nepal Television into platforms that represent the voice of the people. Minister Gurung noted that the government is studying international practices and working to make the broadcaster financially self-reliant through necessary legal reforms. Bishnuram Nyopane, acting chief administrative officer of the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, stated that expert suggestions from the dialogue would guide future actions. President Ramchandra Paudel has inspected the under construction Kathmandu Tarai Madhes fast track. According to the president's secretariat, the president reviewed the progress of tunnels, bridges and roads and gathered details on the efforts needed to complete the project. After the inspection, President Paudel urged the Nepali army to complete the project on schedule with high morale. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero raichau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. Bela bela ma kura garnu kehi samasya chaina.
Ho ra bhane? अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Israeli Ambassador to Nepal, Samulik Bas, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli at Singhadarbar yesterday. According to the Prime Minister's private secretariat, they discussed bilateral relations focusing on cooperation in areas like IT, investment, tourism, employment, agricultural modernization, education and culture. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has urged the European Union to lift the restrictions imposed on Nepali Airlines to fly in European airspace. Minister Pandey made the request during a meeting with the delegation led by EU Ambassador to Nepal, Veronique Lorenzo, at the ministry yesterday. Ambassador Lorenzo said they were aware of the impact of the EU's air restrictions on Nepal's tourism sector and stressed the need for Nepal to become technologically competent. Now on to some international news update. Israel's government has approved the new Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas, paving the way for it to take effect on Sunday. It came hours after the Prime Minister's office and Hamas both said they had finalized the details of the agreement 2 days after it was announced by mediators Qatar and the US and Egypt. Under the deal, 33 Israeli hostages still held by Hamas in Gaza after 15 months of conflict will be exchanged for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails during the first phase, lasting 6 weeks. Negotiations for the second phase, which would see the remaining hostages released, a full Israeli troop withdrawal will start on the 16th day. The third and final stage will involve the reconstruction of Gaza and the return of any remaining hostages' bodies. Israel says 94 of the hostages are still being held by Hamas, of whom 34 are presumed dead. the Israeli military launched a campaign to destroy Hamas in response to an unprecedented cross-border attack on 7th October 2023, in which about 1,200 people were killed and 251 taken hostage. According to Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry, more than 46,870 people have been killed in Gaza since then. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of the westerly winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the Karnali and the Sudur Pashchim province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 3 to 5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 18 to 20 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Opposition parties demand the commencement of the regular winter session of the federal parliament at the earliest. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli pledges to table recently issued ordinances in the parliament session to be held in the next 15 days for endorsement. Cyber Bureau of Nepal Police cautions not to answer calls and respond to emails from unknowns. And Israel's cabinet approves Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.